Good morning, St. Anne's. Why are you a Christian? I've thought about this question a lot. I've even asked myself that many times. And you might think, well, why, Chess? Because you're a priest. But I think it's important to question and think about a lot, like, why do we believe in what we believe in? Why do we follow Jesus? And for me, it just always comes back to love. God's unconditional love for me, that he brought his son here on earth so that we could have eternal life with him, is just a love that I'll never understand. And the love, the unconditional love for me and for all of us, despite the mistakes and the things we've done, you know, and left undone, is just overwhelming and just so humbling. And that's why I follow Jesus. I want to be that love that he gives me out in the world. And I find it to be just a gift and a privilege that we get to have. And so for me, following Jesus and being a Christian is all about love. And also, you know, what is such a blessing about being a Christian too, and kind of funny, is that Jesus, you know, he loved us so much that he even warned us how hard it was going to be and how challenging it was going to be to follow him in the choices that we have to make in our lives that, you know, can cause conflict and dysfunction in relationships and in the world, so that his goodness can prevail and go out, and that people can feel that love. And so that leads me to my next question. You know, what is challenging for you to be a Christian? You know, I've, you know, wrestled with this question a lot. And I think, you know, I'm going to speak for all of us. I think the overall challenge of being a Christian is us following the way of Jesus, of loving God and loving our neighbor. And then at the same time, living in this world that, you know, doesn't value love and doesn't value the love of God. And so there's this tension and conflict that happens, and we live in that. And that can be just really hard. I mean, it's so simple to just being nice to people or trying to make decisions that glorify God, and then you just get some pushback from the world around you. And that includes family and friends and just anything. So, you know, it can be a challenge. You know, there are challenges to following Jesus. And in the gospel reading today in Matthew, when you read it at first, it's kind of confusing because it's part of Jesus's discourse on his mission and really on what it means to follow him. And so the part that we read today, he's telling us and his disciples really the harsh reality of being his follower. And, you know, that includes like the emotional stresses, which he specifically says is fear, you know, that gets in the way and is hard, you know, when you're scared in being a follower. And then also the personal cost, which is the valued relationships in our lives that can be broken because of putting God first and love first. So, you know, Jesus knows the challenges that can happen when you follow him, and pretty much tells us that we have to put him as a priority in our lives, that our whole existence, our priorities, our choices, our relationships have to be rooted in him, so that we can really bring God's kingdom here on earth, because our choices and what we want might not be what God wants and calls for in this life. And so, you know, Jesus knew that this would take sacrifice and intentionality and diligence on our part, and even on the part of the disciples. I mean, he's talking to them, but he's really talking to us. And, you know, he knows that for all of us, that we have to choose God every day, you know, that's the sacrifice. That's where the diligence and intentionality comes in choosing God every day in every decision. And that means choosing God's way, even over our own family's ideals and perspectives. And this can lead to conflict. I mean, he said one's foes will be a member of one's own household. So, you know, Jesus was all about peace, but knew that the healing love of God that he proclaimed went against the desires and wants of people, and that that would bring conflict and turbulence in the world. I mean, he talks about this sword, you know, I bring the sword instead of peace. And really what that means is that his love cuts through divides and brings a barrier between what is love and what is not. And so that causes problem. That causes tension. It reminds me of medicine a little bit. It's like, and I think that's why it makes sense to me, is that when we're sick, have you ever had it when you've had a bad cold and the doctor prescribes an antibiotic and, you know, you start taking it and you don't feel like you're getting better. You actually feel like you're getting worse. And you kind of get nervous, but really it's like the cold is fighting back against the healthiness of the medicine, trying to make you well. And that is kind of the same thing in the world, you know. God's love and goodness is, you know, the brokenness of the world is fighting back against that. It's afraid of that. It's afraid of what God's love will really bring, and the wholeness, the reconciliation, all of that is what the world kind of comes up against. And that can, in a sense, hurt us because, you know, it's painful to be alone and to have to confront the tension that we live in as Christians. There's no getting around that. You know, it was scary for the disciples, and it can be scary for us sometimes too. But Jesus does say in today's gospel, I mean, he says it strongly, whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. So if we are going to claim that we are Christians, followers of Christ, do we choose Jesus even when there is conflict, and especially even when it hurts? You know, the disciples, they had to choose, and they chose God over themselves. They chose, you know, following Jesus over their families, their friends, their plans, their professions, you know, and over also their hesitations and probably their own fears. And so, you know, they chose Jesus. And even, you know, after his resurrection, they risked their own reputations and their comfort of being safe up in the room to go out and continue to proclaim the good news. And so, you know, they were not perfect, and they didn't always choose well either. But at the end of the day, they lived a life choosing Jesus, and that's what they lived for. And so the question for us is, do we choose Jesus? Do you? This is the challenge of being a Christian. It's not just the tension between living for God and living in the world. It's the choices in that tension. That's what I think is hard to be a Christian. And I think the hardest part of being a Christian for me, to be honest, is when I'm faced, just like you, with choices every day where I can be either silent or speak up when I hear or see things that go against that love that I have promised to live into and proclaim as a Christian. So, and you might be able to relate to this, you know, little things come up every day and that challenge us to either step up and live into our faith, or do we back off? And so, you know, it's all kinds of things. I mean, the first thing that comes to my head is like, who hasn't heard of something off, right? Or somebody says something off or unkind or inappropriate, maybe a sexist or racist joke or comment or whatever it is, and you don't say anything. And you just say, you know, I'll wait till later to confront that person. You know, I don't want to rock the boat, or, you know, you don't want to embarrass them. And so we don't say anything. And that's happened. You know, maybe we've seen something that hasn't been fair or kind And or maybe there's been something in our families or our friend groups where somebody's left out and we haven't spoken up and included others. You know, it can be all kinds of things that we have witnessed and stayed silent about it and not said, well, what would Jesus do? You know, we hear that, we've heard that over the years, but really, you know, how do we choose Jesus in our decision-making? And that is what we have to think about. You know, it's easy to be complacent as Christians. You know, it's easy to be quiet and to just go to church on a Sunday and to just not engage maybe problems or conflicts in the world or in our lives. And it's just easy to focus on us. And so, and not to think that every choice that we make matters, and also that sometimes the choices we don't make can matter more. And so that is not what it means to be a Christian. Being a Christian isn't being complacent, isn't being quiet all the time. It's not just about going to church. It's about engaging the problems of the world. And to follow Jesus is to embody what he stood for. And that is the unconditional love of God that is for all people, the marginalized, the disenfranchised, those in conflict. You know, Jesus was sent here to heal and redeem us so that we could heal others through the love of God. You know, and that's what makes it hard to be a Christian sometimes, because, you know, when we challenge, when we challenge the world, you could say, you know, we come up against being uncomfortable ourselves and feeling lonely and the pain and it being painful to go up against the world. And when I say the world, I'm thinking to go up against the ego and the jealousy and the inconsiderateness and maybe evil and all the prejudice. Oh my goodness, the sexism, the racism, the homophobia, all the other isms in this world that conflict with the love of Jesus that we're called to live into, that we're called to as followers of him. So it can be lonely and uncomfortable, for us when we're amongst family and friends and when we don't let comments pass by that are hurtful or discriminatory. It can be uncomfortable to upset the status quo and to confront not knowing the reactions we'll get. And that's okay. It's painful to make choices that embody love, even when they're not supported by those we love. You know, it hurts to be a Christian sometimes when we stand up against what is not love in this world. And, you know, it hurts. And Jesus hurt too, and continues to when, you know, God's children are not seen as part of God's family. I mean, Jesus knew this too. I mean, he experienced his own prejudice by being Jewish in the Roman Empire. I mean, he was judged and persecuted for sharing a new way of life, of loving all people, no matter who they were or where they came from. You know, he chose and it hurt. And, but that's what gave us new life. And so right now, racial injustice is at the forefront of our conversation as a nation. And it makes me think about how as Christians do we confront and combat racism that we witness in our lives, whether at home or in the workplace or wherever we may be, how do we confront it? And so, and not just by protesting, you know, but in the everyday conversations that we have with people, whether we're in the grocery store or in the workplace, you know, do we stand up and say, hey, you know, our colleagues of color are not making the same as we are, you know, even though they're doing the same job. Or, you know, I witnessed, you know, racism at the grocery store, or, you know, or this place or that place, and I was quiet. You know, do we stand up and say something? You know, do we take the time to have conversations to learn the experiences of others so that we can better support them and understand, you know, the pain that they've been through? Because at the end of the day, in choosing to confront racism in our lives, we choose Jesus. And when we choose Jesus, we choose love. And so as much as it is a challenge to be a Christian and not cower at being uncomfortable and alone when choosing Jesus instead of complacency or the world. What I love about being a follower is that I'm not promising to just believe in Jesus for all that he did. I became a Christian to continue his mission here on earth, to change hearts and minds in love and kindness by word and deed, so that all he did continues to mean something and transform this world into God's kingdom, even when it's lonely and uncomfortable and painful. There is accountability that we have to the mission of proclaiming the good news of Jesus in this world. And that means speaking, making choices to speak up or making changes to our lives that make Jesus a priority, even in how we engage one another. So brothers and sisters in Christ, how do you choose Jesus every day? Do you choose him? May this be the thing on your minds. Not only think about why am I a Christian, and not only think about what are the challenges of it, but in your choice to follow Jesus and in the challenges, do you continue to choose him no matter what? Amen.